News Talk 1620 WTAW. The College Station City Council will discuss a citizen's idea to equalize the amount of time given to supporters and opponents in future rezoning cases. Hugh Stearns of the College Station Association Neighborhoods told the council at its last meeting that homeowners believe the government body represents only developers.
Time and time again, neighborhoods have filled this chamber to plead their case, often the case that has been laid out in the neighborhood plans, only to go home dejected and defeated. As CSAN has worked to engage community leaders, the most frequent response we hear is, "Good for you, I wish you well, but I've tried and you can't get anywhere. Council represents developers and not the people." We know that it does not have to be this way. I am here today to ask you to begin the process to engage two very simple changes that will help better engage our citizens. The first change has to do with time at the podium. Developers promoting zoning changes that impact our neighborhoods are given unlimited time, no green, yellow, or red light to pump anxiety into a harried plea. In most cases, these lobbyists do not live in College Station, much less the neighborhoods being impacted. Yet they are not lectured about consideration of long nights or reminded not to repeat what has already been said before. They are turned loose on the racetrack of being heard before the College Station City Council. It makes no sense that those representing a single business interest are given languid, unobstructed time to plead their case while the neighborhoods most impacted are forced to string together three-minute pieces of anxiety-laden appeal. This is one of the reasons that CSAN is finding citizens too burned out to work to better their community. We can fix this. I know that you must be thinking, God, not longer council meetings. No. In fact, I think that the fix would reduce the length of council meetings. All you need to do is cap the amount of time given to developers making the case for change and give an equal amount of time to the recognized neighborhood organization most directly impacted by the change. Everyone else, for and against, must step up to the three-minute racetrack. It is our neighborhoods that are impacted by these zoning changes. It is only right that we are given an equal quality of time. I'm asking tonight that you direct staff to look into this and that the issue be put on a not-too-distant future council agenda with time for community development. I would like to give you the second idea for dealing with citizen fatigue, but I'm afraid there's no time.
Stearns was planning to present a second idea, but he was cut off by the three-minute time limit and declined the invitation from Mayor Carl Mooney to express that second idea.
Mr. Stearns, go ahead.
No. I'll come back when I have time. I understand. Right. I appreciate that very much. But anyway, something to consider. Our citizens are fatigued, and I think that you all can do something very simple about it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
At the end of the last council meeting, there was discussion that was initiated by Councilwoman Linda Harvell.
I would like to pursue the conversation Mr. Stearns had with us earlier about when the citizens get up to speak in a public hearing and they're only given 3 minutes, whereas whether it's a developer, realtor, builder, don't have a time limit, and I think that it would only be fair. I don't know how we would measure that time to be fair, but I would like to pursue seeing if there's a way we can do that. I think it's being very proactive for our residents and something we should look at doing.
Mr. Rector,
I agree with that.
Anyone else?
I think it's a good discussion to have about timing and so absolutely we should talk about it.
All right. So noted.
Closing comments from Councilman James Benham wrapping up the discussion on that topic. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.